This is Ask the Expert, a special advertising feature of News Talk 1290 CJBK.
It is 12:30, and welcome to Ask the Experts. My name is Al Coombs, sitting in for Scott Simpson. Thank you so much for being with us as we welcome in a very good friend of ours, Joan Ball. Joan Ball with Roy LePage, Tryland Realty. Jump online, read everything that she's up to at joanball.com, 519-672-9880. Great to see you again, Joanie. How are you?
I'm doing very well.
Good, good. So, yes. Anything new in the real estate world, Joe?
Yeah, thank. Just a few little things.
And I've been trying to get the behind the scenes with all of this announcement, because on the surface, when you hear a news story, all right, well, what do you mean you're putting in legislation just to affect Toronto and the greater Golden Horseshoe area? What are you talking?
And then
all of a sudden you realize, well, those are areas that people are selling, and then they're moving to places like London, and they're saying, now I've got a lot more money to spend on a house.
Right, right. And you have to know that it's interesting because, for example, Waterloo's included part of Kitchener, but you could buy a house across the street in Kitchener and not as a foreigner and not have to be a foreign investor is
right.
really what it is.
Right.
That we have a lot of foreigners, but
right.
you know, they may be Canadian citizens. So this affects individuals who are not. They're foreign investors mm-hmm. coming in. And the 15% tax may not apply across the street in
right.
Kitchener.
Right.
But I do see that this is going to have an impact perhaps on the London area. The difficulty I have with this is that there are no specific numbers. We don't know how many foreign investors that there are
right.
presently in Toronto and in that area, the greater Golden Horseshoe area. So, you know, we really don't have a handle on this. Vancouver, different situation, you know, and I think to some degree, some of the stuff that I do like is the vacant property tax implications
right.
or charges for individuals just leaving properties. That was a big issue in Vancouver, still is. However, Vancouver saw an immediate reaction to all of this. I don't know if we're going to. And we might even see it busier in London.
Right.
Because we are starting to see the greater Golden Horseshoe area buyers coming to London.
Sure. In Toronto, I can't count the number of times when I worked in insurance back there, the amount of people that just said, it's so much cheaper for me to buy a house in Barrie and just commute
right.
than it is. And you look, Barrie is nowhere near Toronto. You look, I mean, mm-hmm. Hamilton, it's mm-hmm. you can make that an hour, mm-hmm. hour and a half, mm-hmm. which is usually what the commute time is from one end of Toronto to the other.
Right, right.
Anyways, and so it makes, I mean, in London, you could easily see that being an impact coming.
Oh, absolutely. And I think that, you know, some of the speculators are certainly getting to realize that if the high-speed train comes to London because they're starting to, you know, invest in some energy to Kitchener,
right.
and it's not a long stretch to come here. It may not be for several years, but that is going to be golden. Because, you know, for example, you know, you'll be able to get to downtown Toronto in, 40 minutes?
Right. Yeah. Oh,
you know, 30, 40 minutes.
Yeah.
So that will make us a bedroom community. And
is that what
thus,
the terminology is? Bedroom yeah, community?
Very much a bedroom
we're
community.
We're learning. And I mean, you're going to have to jump on. You've got a wonderful glossary on the website, joanball.com. It almost feels like you might need to update some of the terms
yes,
with
yes,
the amount of knowledge all of a sudden. Those terms like speculators mm-hmm. and vacant properties mm-hmm. and stuff, I guess we've always known them. How all yep. of a sudden now it feels like they're becoming common use.
Well, they have been for quite some time,
yeah.
really. But I think until you're in that market where it becomes a reality in
right.
your geography, you may not have been exposed to it. But we're certainly starting to see the activity generate in that way.
As far as the market goes here in London, mm-hmm. you and I had started talking going back be over a month ago that you and I were talking just about how busy it has
mm-hmm.
been
mm-hmm.
in the London area. Still very busy. Obviously, this legislation only announced a couple
very,
days ago. It's not instant.
Yeah, but very busy. And I think that, you know, certainly giving somebody a reflection of what Toronto versus London is. You know, I was talking to an agent who had submitted 75 offers for one buyer and still had not secured a successful bid.
Oh my goodness.
Whereas in London, generally, you know, most agents have submitted more than one for any one buyer. And I think the most I have is about 12. for one buyer.
Right.
And, you know, and it's really, so if you have, you know, a number, and I think the most I've competed with is 15. So you have 14 buyers that are going away unhappy and having to secure and get on to the next one. It really is much more immediate market. I think that, in my opinion, for my sellers, I am holding on off on offers for a period of time so that enough buyers have the exposure and they have an opportunity to address any questions or outstanding questions they may have about a property.
I'm glad you brought this up, because this is one of the things that I think I've always made the argument when it comes to an investment like a house, why you wouldn't want a real estate agent beside you making sure that you're asking the right questions, looking at the property properly. But more importantly, one of the things that you do is you're able to say, this price is not good. Or mm-hmm. conversely, this is a great price. Mm-hmm. How do you sit down in a market like this, where you know somebody's got a house and there's 50 people that are lined up to put a bid in? How do you coach somebody into, all right, this is about how much you want to bid on this house. Just keep in mind, we're selling your house. If we're selling your house at this much of a profit, remember, you're also going to need to buy at mm-hmm. this much of a profit. How do you coach people in a market like this where it feels like the numbers are unprecedented?
Well, I am seeing a wide variety of individuals, some who have really decided they need to secure something to go into with a long enough closing that then they can get their property on the market and rent. But the downside of that is they don't really know what they're going to get for their property. Mm. But, you know, looking at what's reasonable within this market, and I say that tongue in cheek, because what's reasonable may become extremely overinflated if it is a certain product in right. a certain area. So, you know, we sort of say, well, here's where I think you're going to end up. Here's your value. But obviously in this market, you know, it's like pick a number out of the air, because who knows, some have gone over 150 over list price, and right. one in particular went 150 over, and the buyer is going to tear the house down and build something else. You know, so it's sort of a $600,000 range lot.
Right.
And so you sort of go, wow, this is
build
crazy.
To suit. That's what you put up there. Build to
yeah.
suit.
So I think you have to remember when, you know, because I certainly have some sellers saying to me, oh, okay, well, let's list it, you know, inflated. And I'm saying, well, no, I think we still need to justify it on paper mm-hmm. with enough exposure and enough marketing and really hands-on active marketing to be able to get the masses to be able to review the property. And then from there, it will generate its own price. And sometimes I'm looking at prices where one stands out significantly, and sometimes I'm looking at some that are very close.
Right.
And
yeah.
we may have to, it may seem fair to say, okay, you know, you're all close. Like, come back with your best shot and
right.
give them another chance or whatever. Certainly it has to, I think, staying within reason for the list price. When you're talking to buyers, it's really a matter of, if you wake up tomorrow and you wish you had offered more, then do it now, because right. you only get one chance. And if you wake up tomorrow and you offered as much as you were willing to, then that's good. One client where we were going to go in on the property just slightly over list price, because we really thought it was kind of maxed out where the price was.
Right.
And yet it went almost $100,000 over that. And so
$100,000 over that.
And so who would have thought? I'm seeing things on a regular basis. I think we're, you know, really, once the statistics come in for this last month, we're
right.
going to see, you know, well over 60% are list price or above.
Right. Right. And it was just a little while ago that we you sent me over the numbers mm-hmm. Showing what London's housing market was doing, pretty much sitting almost right on par with what the national average is
right.
when it comes to percentage. Come back. I do want to talk to you. One of the things I get frustrated about in this conversation, and I'd love your take on it, is you hear on one hand people saying, why would you get into the housing market? It's right now it's so in flux. How can you do this? How can you justify it? Look what the price of rent is monthly. You could actually save money if you did things monthly. But what we forget about that is the annual rate in which the house increases.
Mm-hmm.
You have to look at it as an investment. That's not to be confused with an investment property, which is the speculators. Well, talk just a little bit about that. Is that investment into your home and what you can expect to get back out of your home, how to utilize that in the future. We'll talk about that. Again, Joan Ball with Royal LePage Tryland Realty, joanball.com. We've also got a beautiful property that you'll be able to have a look at this weekend on Devonshire. We'll talk all about that as we continue Ask the Experts.
There's just something about locally grown, organically stimulating, garden fresh conversation. And that's what we're serving up with Ken and Lisa.
Thanks, and keep it up. You make my commute every day awesome.
Sink in your ears and taste the talk.
Thank you for waking us all up out here. Really, you're great.
You're a little angel.
Really appreciate what you do.
The Morning Show on the voice of today's London. News Talk 1290.
This is Ask the Expert, a special advertising feature of News Talk 1290, CJBK.
12:42, the time at News Talk 1290, CJBK. As we continue our conversation, Joan Ball, Royal LePage Tryland Realty. Probably, you know what? It used to be that I would probably say people like lawyers, for example, when you're at a dinner, people would say, "I've got a question for you." You might have the odd athlete that I want to ask you about this. I would probably imagine the last week and a half, 2 weeks, you are the number one go-to with all of the information that's come out with the housing market.
Oh, yeah. I will say that a lot of the social conversation has been around real estate and what's been going on and the flurry of activity.
It's interesting. I remember one of the very first conversations I ever had with you when I first started hosting Ask the Experts was, look at all of these people going over to the United States to buy housing because of the housing crash that was over there. And maybe that's what a lot of people don't realize is this legislation is to try to make sure we don't fall into some of those situations that the United States is in.
Well, I think some of the legislation is to try and cool the market so it's affordable. And as much as they're going to implement some development reductions in taxes and that kind of thing to help affordable housing and that kind of thing, people do need to recognize that that's sort of a long-term plan.
Right.
That usually takes 3-5 years. But the tax indication for Toronto really remains to be seen, you know, as far as 15% tax for any foreign investors. It's not going to affect us necessarily here in London, other than perhaps driving us up in activity.
Right.
But really recognize London has been so affordable for so long.
Right.
This is not a surprise.
Right.
We have been the best kept secret and the most affordable area.
I heard Tom McConnell saying that I think it was either yesterday or the day before talking about, he says, you know, I've lived in London, I've lived in St. Catharines, and he says, it's amazing to me that London, Ontario, it's cheaper to buy a house in London, Ontario than it is in St. Catharines, for crying out loud.
Yeah.
And he was amazed by that. But speaking of beautiful houses that are up for sale, open house this weekend on Sunday at 173 Devonshire Avenue. You were telling me during the break, I was having trouble getting the layout of exactly how this house worked. This is actually two lots.
This is two lots. They are two separate lots. The house itself was built in around 1936 and has been significantly updated and added to. Huge three-story addition off the back, full foundation and basement, as well as main floor kitchen, family room, and eat-in area, and then a master bedroom, ensuite, and walk-in closet on the second floor. Brand new kitchen, brand new ensuite, hardwood floors, beautiful cherry wood floors in the family room, three fireplaces, brand new furnace, brand new central air. Garage is a four-car garage, double wide, double deep, with a full loft on the top of the garage with drywall, insulation.
I don't think I realized the loft was up there too.
Yes,
oh my goodness.
This would be a wonderful opportunity. And it is two separate lots. So there is the option of just buying the house lot, $649,900, or the entire package, which I think that's probably the ideal for anyone at $849,900.
Right.
And I will be there 1 to 3 on Sunday, and offers will be registered by 6 this Sunday.
Okay, gotcha. Offers registered by 6 on Sunday. You're there 1 till 3.
I am.
173 Devonshire. The list price is $849.9.
That's correct.
Could I ask you a question? Just because you mentioned the loft over the garage, immediately my mind went to, wouldn't that be great? You buy the house, make some money back by maybe renting out the loft or something like that. What are the rules for that? Because you know that I'm not the only one that thinks that. Is there enough room to put somebody else in here, for crying out loud?
No, I would say that the loft itself is for an individual owner's options, but it's not necessarily a legal residential loft.
Gotcha. Yeah. Okay. So there is something as a legal residential for you to be able to rent that out. Gotcha.
And there's no water in the garage. It does have its own furnace and electrical panel. So that's kind of nice as far as providing the heat. It is a concrete floor structure as well. And also has a wonderful industrial strength vent for the barbecue, which is quite extraordinary. But as far as a legal residential unit in the loft, no, I don't think that's what
the selling feature for me is. As you look, there's a beautiful picture that I think you've got it up on your website as well at joanball.com. But you've handed me the thing, the sheet that you'd be presenting during the open house 1 till 3 again on Sunday. Is as I look right at this beautiful garden. Beautiful curb appeal, I believe is the word that you like to use. And as you go to the back, you can start seeing the outlay for what would be, I guess, the second half of the original lot. And I thought it was a mudroom, but you're saying that's a screened patio.
There is a screened-in porch.
Wow.
Off the kitchen, and then leads onto the patio and fenced rear yard. And the rear yard still is ample. There's still lots of room there as well. And it is a private entrance from the house through the screened porch into the backyard and then into the garage. So it is a double-car garage. Width-wise and depth too.
Double car garage with a loft over the top. A man.
Yes, it's a cave. It's a shrine
for sure.
Yes,
yeah, absolutely.
Yes, for sure.
Again, $849.9 the listed price, and you'll be accepting offers as of Sunday,
6 o'clock.
Beautiful. Yep. Okay, and again, jump online if you want to contact Joan about that. JoanBall.com. As we try to navigate through the murky waters that is the real estate market right now, and Joan Ball is here for your questions. 519-643-1290. Text in at 101290. When we come back, we talked about the 15% extra tax on possible speculators in Toronto and the Golden Horseshoe area.
The Greater Golden Horseshoe area.
When we come back, I want to talk just about the taxing on buying a home right now as it stands in London. We'll talk about that. Again, Joan Ball, Royal LePage Tryland Realty, joanball.com.
Coffee with no filter.
Ugh.
Your selfies with no filter.
Oh, no.
Tap water with no filter.
What? Ew.
But with Andy Udman, no filter is just how you like it.
If anybody out there voted Liberal in the last election, could you show a little courage and call and admit it?
Nothing held back.
Ontario's sliding into Lake Erie thanks to her.
The Live Drive, 3 till 6, on the voice of today's London, News Talk 1290.
This is Ask the Expert, a special advertising feature of News Talk 1290, CJBK.
12:51, the time at News Talk 1290, CJBK, Joan Ball, Royal LePage Tryland Realty. Joan's us. You can give us a call, 519-643-1290, and we'll make sure that we get your question. It is very complicated to try to figure everything out right now with the new legislation coming that impacts two areas, where those areas begin and end. But then on top of that, there will be probably some form of impact here in London, and what that all means, we understand that. Give us a call, 519-643-1290. A great question has come in, though, that I want to ask you from Lorne, we keep hearing the word tax, we keep hearing the word tax. It's only in Toronto. It's only in the Hamilton area. Where does it all end? What is the present tax on buying a home? I think that's a great question.
Of course. And do know that whenever you purchase a home, there is a land transfer tax that is applied to the purchase price. If you're purchasing a new property over $400,000, there is an HST price on that amount over the $400,000. But that's on a brand new build home. So then you're going to also pay your taxes on if you have a home inspector, your lawyer. You know, you've got taxes that will be applicable on any of the services that you're applying to move into the property. You know, your mover is going to have a tax on that. So really to get a proper idea, I always suggest that buyers sit down with their mortgage broker and break it all down, mm-hmm. because you really want to know, if you're a first-time home buyer, is there a rebate on the land transfer tax? And there is up to $4,000 now. So it used to be $2,000 and they've doubled it. So you really, if you're a first-time home buyer, you want your lawyer to understand that you are, and so you can apply for that. And just be aware of having open communication with your realtor and your mortgage broker so that you know what the tax implications are.
Okay. Joan Ball, Royal LePage Triland Realty, joanball.com. If you have any questions, 519-643-1290. We can squeeze in a question. Also text in at 101290. I'm curious your answer to this is, Norm has written in a question, and I'll add the second part to it, okay? So Norm has said, I need a new roof, but want to sell. I don't want to put extra money into it. What does your expert recommend? On top of that, because of how hot the market is right now, are you noticing people saying, it'll sell anyways. I don't need to fix it up as much as I thought I'd need to.
Yeah, it really does depend on what, you know, I would say to some degree, I would want to evaluate the house itself. However, you do not want to leave any money on the table, so to speak. You want to recognize that if there is a hurdle as far as costs, that may be perceived that the buyer, no matter who the buyer is and no matter what the property is, you may be leaving some money on the table.
Right.
And so it may be in your best interest to have the roof updated. At the very least, get some quotes. Get some realistic quotes, because a buyer may say, oh, it's going to cost me, you know, $15,000, and it may cost $8,000. Mm-hmm. You know, so you want to get a realistic, and I'd probably get more than one quote. And then at the end of the day, for example, I have a seller right now who has received a couple of quotes, and they're all within about, you know, $800, $1,000. And it, with the price of the property at a significant price, it makes it quite affordable and quite attractive to go ahead and update the roof, because the overall house is spectacular. And so you don't want to create any bruising or any perception of imperfections.
Right.
So you want it to appear as spit spot as possible.
Joan Ball, Royal LePage Triland Realty. I want to squeeze this question in. Just come in via text at 101290 from Ron. Just because you and I talked about this right at the very mm-hmm. beginning of the show, what are the advantages to listing with an agent mm-hmm. on MLS or trying to sell privately in this kind of market?
So this is the same sort of thing as you need to recognize, you know, and I always pull back to Cabbage Patch Dolls. Remember Cabbage Patch
yeah,
Dolls?
Sure.
You wanted to get as much exposure as possible. And the whole thing that I'm seeing is some of the private sales, I actually think they would have received more if they had more exposure on the open market for a period of time and then, you know, were entertaining offers. Mm. I do think some of the private sales may in fact be not recognizing the highest end result in a sale that they possibly could have. And I say that because if you're private, you're going to have a very limited exposure range. If you're on the MLS, if you're listed with an agent, you do have some marketing there that's to your advantage. And that's the key, is you really want to make as many people as possible become aware of your property. And therefore, you know, what in this market, you know, you're seeing some huge, huge returns. Whereas some of the private sales, we're seeing list price mm-hmm. or just maybe shortly or just slightly above.
Right.
But in some of the MLS sales, we're seeing huge numbers, huge numbers. So just remember, there is a magic in the marketing.
Right. Yeah. What a great point that is as well. And one of the reasons, I mean, it comes full circle when I come back and I say, boy, oh boy, would it ever scare me to go into this housing market without an expert to be able to say this is what else is going on in London. I think it's imperative. Joan, we'll have to leave it there. We'll send everybody again Sunday, 173 Devonshire Avenue from 1 till 3, and then offers coming up that night as well. So we'll make sure that we send everybody 173 Devonshire. The listing price, $849. 39.9. It's a beautiful home. I don't think a lot of people will want to miss this one, so we'll make sure that we do that. As always, great to talk to you, Joan.
Thank you.
So much.
Have a great weekend.
You as well. Joan Ball, Royal LePage, Tri-Lund Realty. Jump online. JoanBall.com, 519-672-9880.